Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm on East Coast time, so it's still afternoon there. My name is Dr. Susan Carroll. I am the Chief Medical Officer for the Indian Health Service, and I'm really happy to be here today. I have no relationships to disclose. I'm married. The background of Baby Friendly, as you all know, is part of a UNICEF WHO initiative launched back in 1991. It increases breastfeeding and improves maternity care in the hospital setting, and its exclusive breastfeeding protects against obesity and diabetes, and that's the real reason why it's so important to the Indian Health Service. Over 70% of our kids are obese, and we have an incredibly 3 times the national average diabetes rate. So when we heard about this news, in addition to the other benefits of breastfeeding, we decided to take on this challenge. Y'all know the Baby Friendly Hospital's 10 steps to successful breastfeeding, and I, as a surgeon, now know them by heart. Yay. We've got policies all over our system. We train our healthcare staff. We particularly get out to the pregnant women, which is sometimes a challenge for us, as many of our patients don't have prenatal care. And we work very hard to develop skin-to-skin and rooming in, the buzzwords for Baby Friendly. As you all know, the Baby Friendly 4D pathway starts in the discovery phase, if you can see that, and then moves through development over to dissemination into designation. I won't bore anybody with this. Everybody knows that. But let me tell you a little bit about the Indian Health Service. We administer 13 federal birthing hospitals. We serve a patient population of 2.1 million individuals. We have hospitals and clinics in 34 states. We break that into 12 different areas. We have a very high-risk population. At the present time, we have 13 hospitals that deliver from 30 to 40 births to 750 births per year. And we are also overseers of 5 tribally administered obstetrical hospitals in the lower 48 and 7 in the Alaska area. Overall, they're remotely placed. We think we have about 8,000 births per year. And this talk is focusing on the 13 federal sites that I help oversee and pretty much run. We launched our Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative in 2011. The most important part of this is it's part of the First Lady's Let's Move in Indian Country initiative. It is one of the first pillars of the work that began with Mrs. Obama in 2001. It's a picture of me in Shiprock, New Mexico, where part of the kickoff happened. The Baby Friendly leader for each of these sites is named, and then the training starts for our individuals. IHS adopted a wide-reaching implementation strategy. We had 13 hospitals adopt an infant feeding policy, and then the medical record templates were made Baby Friendly compatible. And the hospitals shared strategies, and that was a particularly important part of the coalition building you just heard about, and the collaboration was really what helped our sites. So the first hospitals took the ball and passed it on to the other sites with regular webinars, phone conferencing, really a system-wide approach. We trained all. The nurses took approximately 15 hours. The public health nurses took another 5 hours of training. Our providers were forced to do 3 hours of training. It was really forced, I have to say. But it was accomplished because we had the leadership from on top pushing to make sure that everybody was educated about breastfeeding. We learned a lot as we went out into the field looking to see who was engaged, and it took a lot of effort and energy to finally, you know, get those nurses to get their 15 hours done, get those doctors to get their 3 hours done, and we now have our pharmacists engaged in a 15-hour course to help us with that. This is a group in the Navajo area. which is our baby-friendly task force. It is headed up by some great individuals in this picture. And Jeanette Yazzie, this young lady here in the black jacket, she's great. She's been a big proponent of it, along with, way back in the corner here, Dr. Peter, the area CMO, who's been pushing all the sites in the Navajo area to make sure they've achieved baby-friendly designation. Our methods basically back started with leadership at headquarters in the D.C. area, and we had Ann Marowood serve as our consultant, and she's here today with us. And she worked at all 13 sites, along with Tina Ta, our public health nurse lead, who really started the ball and worked hard with them, along with myself, nurse leadership, area leadership, making site visits to encourage and celebrate. And Ann and Tina really worked with the baby-friendly hospitals to do the assessments and the mock interviews before the real thing happened. Practice has changed in our ORs with skin-to-skin, both after vaginal delivery and after C-section, as much as possible. And then for rooming in, hospitals bought portable scales, re-educated the nurses, the trainings, everything to be done at the bedside. We really did close all of our nurseries, which was great. Even the transportation workers that we have learned how to syringe feed the models here. Public health nurses worked with our WIC community leads to educate their communities. And our results, as of today, we have 13 out of 13 hospitals that are now baby friendly. Happened this morning, so it's a very exciting thing for us this morning. Yeah, we had the first baby-friendly hospitals in New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma. They're all IHS sites, so we're proud of that statistic too. Here we are in yellow, as some of our sites where we are, and some of the barriers. Well. As I said, we have a high-risk population with very unique problems. We have high staff turnover, understaffing, a really overburdened system. And the top-down mandate meant that the locals had to buy in. And that was a little bit hard to secure at first, but once we got the ball rolling, I think they all understood from a surgical perspective that we were going to get this done. Hospitals weren't clear how at first to make it happen. But we persisted. There was great resistance to change and to new practices, skin to skin and post C-section. I've had a few interchanges and interactions with the OBs on that one. There were challenges with the prenatal education, some charting inconsistencies. The 3 a.m. OB nurse really didn't want to wake up mom. Very understandable, but we're champions for the babies. Many tribal communities embrace breastfeeding. It's a traditional thing for the American Indian, Alaska Native population, and that really helped us too. There were many tribal partners that favored the skin-to-skin, and that reconnected us back to our traditions. There were some ethical issues too. Paying for formula as part of a government system can be an issue. Smaller hospitals have fewer people to convince. I can't believe Mass General and the Brigham are going to take it on, but yay for them if it works. Yay. System-wide sharing of resources is a little bit more convenient for us. We have a very robust data system, so that's helped us. And we have a very close provider and nurse program, so the knowledge spread very quickly. Peer pressure was out there. After about 50% of the hospitals, everybody else was following suit. Baby-friendly designation brought a new life to many of the OB sites and revitalized our maternity services. And local and regional leaders emerged and began to expand the baby-friendly hospital-related work. The benefits, the practitioners stated, outside assessments of IHS maternal services brought in a new perspective and a new reason to pay attention to what we were making them do. And we had a sense of pride that all of our hospitals were gaining status while the nearby non-IHS hospitals weren't even looking at it. So breastfeeding promotion helped forge new relationships with our communities, with those tribal communities. Claremore Indian Hospital was the first baby-friendly hospital in Oklahoma. Dr. Klein, the Oklahoma State Commissioner for Health, awarded a certificate to the leaders of this program. A little recognition there. This is Zuni Hospital in New Mexico, where myself in the middle and Tina Ta, one of our other headquarters lead, journeyed out there to meet with the Zuni tribe and congratulated them. We used little certificates of paper, and we have had subsequently bigger awards put together for ours. So in conclusion, a system-wide approach to Institute Baby Friendly was successful in the U.S. government agencies, serving a very high-risk population on an extremely tight budget. Other sites look to implement Baby Friendly can really learn from our model. It's now the standard of care in the Indian Health Service, and our focus turns to sustainability and to expansion not only to our OB hospitals, but to our prenatal and postnatal clinics. This is a slide just of how much the IHS spends. This is us way over here. We spend about $2,400 a year on patients versus someone like the veterans who are up to about $8,000 per person per year. So we do have a very tight budget, and our message is there's no excuse for highly resourced communities serving more privileged populations. If we can do it, anybody can. That's a picture of the Navajo poster that has been generated that is across the Navajo Reservation. And again, acknowledgments to Dr. Avery, Captain Salisa Stevens, who's our nurse at headquarters, Jeanette Yazzie, who is a nurse in the Navajo area, to Ann Merriwood for her persistence in keeping us focused, and all the baby-friendly leads at our 13 hospitals, and most importantly for the moms that and the babies who helped us with the surveys and the assessments and getting them to come back and pay attention to us. So I'll leave this for now and move it on to the next presenter. Thank you.